Seoul drops 4.4% as Trump and Xi open Beijing trade talks. Bitcoin slipped 1.8% to $79,610, and Solana dropped 4.4% to $91,012 on May 14, 2026, as U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping opened a trade summit in Beijing. Reuters reported the agenda includes both the existing tariff truce between the two countries and the ongoing situation in Iran. The market reaction came in the hours leading into the meeting, with Asia trading sessions absorbing the headlines first. The move was confirmed by Watcher Guru's announcement of the meeting and a separate Reuters dispatch on the agenda items. CoinMarketCap data at the time of writing shows ETH at $262, down 1.4%, BNB at $674.93, down 0.6%, and XRP at $143, down 1.2%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 46 in the neutral band, suggesting traders are watching rather than panicking. Solana takes the heaviest hit of the top five tokens by market cap. Solana logged the steepest 24-hour decline. SOL had been outperforming over the prior week, up 3.5% on a seven-day basis, even after Wednesday's drop. That makes the day's pullback look more like profit-taking than a structural break. The asymmetry matters for spending. Cards that route balances through SOL or settle rewards in SOL, including the Soulflare card and Castee's Solana Gold tier, see their effective purchasing power swing more sharply on days like this than cards funded primarily in USDC or USDT. Stablecoin-funded spending, available on most issuers, including Crypto.com, Re.Pay, and Gnosis Pay, sidesteps the direct mark-to-market on summit days. Two threads tie this meeting to digital asset prices. The first is the trade truce itself. The current tariff arrangement between Washington and Beijing has been one input into the dollar's relative strength against Asian currencies for most of 2026. Any rollback or extension reshapes USD positioning, and crypto, priced in dollars, tends to move inversely. A rough summit reading by markets that the truce could fray is consistent with the day's broad risk-off tone. The second thread is Iran. Reuters explicitly listed the Iran question on the meeting agenda. Crypto has shown sensitivity to Iran headlines through the year, partly because of the country's role in unauthorized mining and partly because of the wider oil price channel. Earlier this month, Tether froze $344 million in USDT linked to Iran's central bank, an action that put the country's role in stablecoin flows back in focus. The two threads compound. Traders selling into uncertainty across both Asian and Middle Eastern files would naturally lighten on the most liquid digital assets first. A measured pullback, not a panic. The 1.8% Bitcoin decline is well inside its normal daily volatility band. ETH at 1.4% and BNB at 0.6% are similarly muted. SOL's larger move is the outlier, and even there, the seven-day return remains positive. The Fear and Greed Index at 46 is the most telling read. A panic event would print in the 20s. Neutral suggests traders are repositioning, not capitulating. Spot ETF flows in the prior week had already cooled compared with March and April. With the summit unresolved, at time of writing and no readout available, the path of least resistance is for derivatives positioning to thin out before the headlines settle. That typically means more two-way price action rather than a sustained directional move in either direction. Cardholders and exchange users. The practical point for users running balances on exchange-issued cards is simple. Days like this are when the difference between custodial settlement and self-custody settlement shows up. Custodial issuers convert at platform spot at point of sale. Users absorb whatever the exchange's pricing engine spits out. Self-custody options like Gnosis Pay or wallet-linked cards using on-chain stablecoins settle at on-chain rates and route through the user's own wallet, which can mean tighter execution, but also means gas fees and on-chain risk. If the summit produces a positive readout in the next 12 to 24 hours, expect SOL to recover its outperformance first. If it produces friction, BTC's relative defensiveness should hold up better than the alts.